With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I've got three more fantastic entitled parent stories for you, starting off with one which is all about an entitled porch pirate. Look, maybe it's happened to you before. You've ordered something off Amazon or anywhere, you come back to your house, it's been left on the porch for you, but no, it's then been stolen. It's one of the worst feelings, and this entitled neighbor in today's first story just sums up people that I think are porch pirates. Jealous entitled neighbor tries to steal my package. This happened very recently, just a few hours ago, and I'm absolutely fuming in anger and hate, so bear with me. For some context, my family and I are immigrants. My mum and siblings don't look the part, but my dad does heavily. Now, he has met this entitled lady before and has had a couple of bad conversations with her, but that's a story for another time. Now on with this story. My family are tech savvy. We like to keep up with the trends and recently discovered smart home products. My parents were ecstatic. We'd been looking into it and ordered the required products off Amazon. Now that totaled about 15 to 20 different packages. The products all arrived at different times during the week, and our entitled neighbor and her kid just happened to notice the packages piling up outside on the daily. On the fifth day of the week, when we expected the last batch of packages, around three that day, I went out to collect them when I saw her walking her dog. She commented on the amount of packages we'd been receiving. It went something like this. That's a lot of packages you've been getting. Yeah, I'm aware. Well, that's kind of fishy. Like, what's even in those? It's really none of your business. Well, it's really strange that a young man like you can even afford those. I bet you're stealing money from your parents to pay for them. Again, none of your business. I grab the boxes and slam the door behind me. Fast forward to today. The Amazon delivery driver leaves a couple more packages by the door, and I go out to go and collect them. But then, out of nowhere, our entitled neighbor runs up to our front door and attempts to take one of them. Hey, that's mine! Not anymore, young man. You've been getting too many gifts these last few days, and you're making my child jealous. What are you on about? These are mine. They belong to me, and I'm keeping them. I snatch it out of her hands. No, I'm taking all of these for my angels. You can't possibly be able to afford all of these. She then proceeded to smash one of the boxes. Now, fortunately, the contents were fine. There, take your stupid package now. At that moment, my dad walks out. What is going on? Your child stole my packages and smashed one of them too. What are you talking about? These are our packages. We ordered these and I saw you smashing it through the window. Well, it's not fair that you get to have all of these. My kid over there deserves something too. I don't care. You can go and buy whatever you want yourself. These are ours. At this moment, her nice kid gets involved. Mum, let's go. Let's not bother them anymore. Well, I'll report you and your spoiled brat to the police for harassment. My dad pointed towards the outdoor cameras as well as our video doorbell. Then we'll show all the camera footage to them and let them decide. Our entitled neighbor then leaves in anger and defeat. But not before her kid says, I'm so sorry. Look, my mum is going through a lot mentally right now, and I assure you, it won't happen again. Then left themselves. I'm still annoyed by her accusations of me and my dad. We've come from a tough past, and we've worked hard for what we have. This is not the first time she's done something like this, and I won't be forgiving nor accepting of her actions in the future. And there we go, that is the end of that one. It's an interesting thought, isn't it? Is there anything else that we could do, like some sort of like system we could put in place that would deter porch pirates from being a thing? Because I know it does happen, doesn't it? I saw Mark Rober's video. I assume you've all seen that video. If you haven't, it's an amazing video about like an invention that he made to kind of absolutely mug off porch pirates. But is there something that me or you could do to stop that's happening, because it is prevalent, isn't it? It's happened a couple of times even to me. So I think there should be something that we can put in place. Maybe Amazon can think of something amazing. Maybe I can think of something amazing. Or maybe you guys can comment down below. I've got nothing. Let me know. Now moving on to our second story. Now this one might be one of the most serious, I don't know, delusional titles that I've ever seen. Entitled Mum Tries to Force Her Son to Take One of My Epilepsy Pills. I was doing an intake for a new kid at the daycare I work at. Short interview, long amount of paperwork, usual bureaucratic stuff. I was in a small back office where we do all our intakes. The nice kid is playing with toys in the corner, and I'm talking to his entitled mum about allergies or whatever. The nice kid sneaks up behind me and pulls a zip bag out of my backpack. Now, I keep a backpack on me because I usually go right from class to work. In this backpack are baggies with extras of my epilepsy meds, in case I forget to take them before I leave my apartments. The nice kid looks at me and asks very sweetly, "Can I have some of this candy?" My eyes go wide and I snatch the bag from him. I regain my composure and very calmly say, "No, kiddo, this is medicine, not candy." The nice kid pretty immediately backs down, but the entitled mum loses her ever-loving mind. "Well, why can't he just have one?" Wait, what? The mum is now getting pretty nasty in tone. "Just let him have one. Mom, this is medicine, and I don't know what the side effects could be if he takes one, but he does not have the condition it treats." The entitled mum now tries to talk under her breath, but not nearly being as quiet as she thinks she's being. "You greedy effer." I get up from my desk and call my co-worker into the room. "What's up?" she says. "Oh, can you finish off this intake for me?" Yeah, why? The entitled mum then butts in angrily. "He won't let my son have any candy," and points to my bag. Now, my co-worker and I have been friends for about 15 years. She knows that those are my meds. "That's not candy, mum, it's medicine." "Oh, you are both being very rude. I'm going to complain to your manager." Me and my co-worker exchange looks. Okay, well, her office is two doors up on the right. Go ahead. So she does. The entitled mum storms off, dragging her kid. The kid is even complaining that his mum is dragging him too fast and it hurts. The entitled mum barges into my boss's office. I don't catch the whole conversation through the door, but I do catch this. "If you ever pull that rubbish with one of my employees again, CPS will hear about it." That was my boss. The mum and her kid leave about 10 minutes after. The entitled mum, bright red, looking embarrassed. What gets me is that her kid backed down almost immediately. That's the funniest part of this to me. Hey, you gotta love it when a kid has more common sense than their own mother. Seriously. They're going in, what is it, to a daycare, and the kid's like, "Oh," you can tell that he realizes, okay, that isn't candy, but the mum doesn't care. So strange. I mean, like, does she not, she has just heard that that is a pill for epilepsy, right? She must know what epilepsy is, I assume, surely. Does she actually want to find out what would happen if her son was to take one? Is she that stupid? Honestly, I don't understand.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And now moving on to our final story of today's episode. My entitled mum ruins my hair and then laughs at it. Wow, okay. My mum wants to be a hairdresser. I have a place to go to get my hair cut. I've gone there so many times, they know what I normally get done, and I barely have to tell them because they know. Today, my mum kept nagging me and nagging me, and I only needed a trim. So against my better judgment, I agreed to let her trim my hair. As she was finishing up, my stepdad came out and started snickering. My mum then burst out laughing. I stood up and pulled off the cape and went to the mirror, and she had absolutely screwed my hair. It was bad. Long in places, short in others, it was just really bad. I went back out and they were laughing at me and mocking me. I knew what I had to do. I put on a hoodie and put my hood up and went to my normal hairdresser. I got in the chair and I told him what happened, and I asked if he could make me look at least semi-decent. He fixed my hair as best he could and told me to come back when my hair had grown out a little. Then he could fix it properly. I thanked him, paid, and went home. I get home and my mum is yelling at me for ruining my work. I told her she ruined my hair and I fixed it. She started yelling though, "I'm your mother. I should be allowed to cut my son's hair." I snapped and said, "Mum, you purposely screwed up my hair, then laughed in my face about it. Why do it in the first place? Were you trying to sabotage my look so I won't be able to play in the band? Look, I know you hate that I'm in my band, but I'm not quitting, so you can either support me on this or shut up about it." And I admittedly stormed to my room. She talked to my stepdad about it and probably blew the story out of proportion. And he came into my room and started lecturing me about respecting my mum. I was still angry, so I told him, "Why should I respect her? She's done nothing to earn my respect. She treats me like garbage and I'm supposed to bow down? Not gonna happen." Mum then pushed past him and started to scream about how I'm such a problem child. And I answered this with 5 words that shut her up. I said, "You decided to keep me." She opened her mouth a couple of times as if trying to figure out what to say, then just silently walked out. My stepdad asked why I said that, and I replied, "I'm tired of this. She complains and screams that I'm such a problem when she's the one that decided to keep me. If she wasn't ready for a baby, even after Dad left, she had options, but she still decided to keep me. She's my mum. She's supposed to be supportive, but she can't even do that for me. I'm tired of her screaming at me for just existing." Now, my stepdad didn't have a good answer, so he just left. I went to the band's practice spot by myself and played my brains out to calm myself down. Then I came home and wrote this post. I have no idea where that all came from, but I think it's just bottled up anger for her screaming at me. Yeah, man, that definitely comes through in this post. Not just this one isolated incident being the reason that you are so angry at the moment, understandably, but I think it's more like, yeah, as you say, your entire life, she's probably not been the best parent. That comes through, to be quite honest, in this post. And yeah, you're completely right. It was her decision to keep you. She didn't need to. And yeah, you're right about that. Ultimately, if she's not being a supportive mother, and clearly she's not, laughing at her own bad hair job on you, then, you know, it's her fault, not yours. She shouldn't get angry at you because she can't be a good mother to you. That's not your fault. That is all on her. And yeah, this story, I guess, just epitomizes how your whole kind of life relationship probably has been. At least that's what I'm kind of getting from this, and definitely from your last point at the end. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. I know a lot of you watching right now can probably kind of sympathize and empathize with OP in our last story. If you have any comments about that, drop them down below. If you want some more from me right away, check out another video on screen right there. And if you are new to the channel, subscribe and hit the notification bell for daily Reddit videos. I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.